You are listening to The Sharing Project, and I'm your host, Kristen. Join me as I share kindred conversations with inspirational people in my life. We'll discuss the meaning of life, our soul's purpose, making big decisions. Big decisions. That is a big decision to say big decisions. And living as our most authentic selves. Welcome. Well, hello, hello, and welcome to The Sharing Project with Kristen. This is my first official episode. The last recording was a trailer that I actually recorded just over 4 months ago, or maybe just under 4 months ago. 4 months ago, I recorded the trailer with the intention of starting this podcast. At the time, there were some things that I wanted to discuss. Well, let's just say all the things that I wasn't ready to get into yet because I hadn't come public about a very major transition in my life. And in this last month, I have made the transition, or at least begun to make it. And just yesterday announced on my social media profiles, accounts, that I am getting divorced. It's real. It's official. It's out there. And I just decided today to ride the energy, to ride the wave of letting the news out, of spilling the beans, and to go ahead and just jump on the wagon and ride this podcast out. So I am coming at you from my heart home. This is a rental home that I found. It is in the heart of a city called Canoga Park, which is really right next to my hometown where I grew up. I am in the northwest corner of Los Angeles County in what is affectionately known as the Valley, specifically the San Fernando Valley. So I'm a Valley girl, born and raised, Los Angeles girl, and I'm in this house that is about a mile away from the high school where I attended 20-something years ago. Soon I'll be able to say 30. That'll be crazy. It's 25 years. And you know, I let the cat out of the bag yesterday. What other analogies can I use for sharing that I'm getting divorced? Anyway, let the cat out of the bag yesterday on Facebook and Instagram. And, you know, it was just this moment that I was having, and it just felt like the right time. So I got on, posted a picture, a selfie, a few paragraphs about what I'm doing, and kind of sat back and watched as the responses came in. And to say that I am overwhelmed is an understatement. To say that I am humbled is also an understatement. I received, so far, it's been about a day and a half. I have received 155 comments on my Facebook post and over 320 emoji reactions. But who's counting, right? No, but you know what? I'm bringing that up because really, you know, the premise for this podcast is that I have so many incredible people in my life, and I'm going to take some credit for that. I have brought into my life and cultivated relationships with some incredible friends, inspirational people, community leaders, spiritual gurus, thought leaders, movers and shakers, and just your average humble person. And I am moved by my connections over the years with people from elementary school, people in jobs that I've worked. I'm 43 years old, so that's a lot of life. Not a ton of life, but, you know, I'm middle-aged. So I've had time to grow friendships and relationships. I've been involved in lots of different communities over the years and jobs and cool experiences. And I've held on to those friendships and those connections. Of course, I have a core group of friends, which I call my kindred queens, and you will definitely be hearing from them. But today is really just hearing from me, kind of process a little bit, my coming out with this news about my divorce. And I'm definitely not going to cover all the details in this one episode. I'm going to keep this brief. I'm going to keep it to a half an hour at the most. But I just wanted to share about the outpouring that I've experienced in the last 24 or so hours, to the news that I shared. So where to even begin? I'm not working off an outline for this episode. It's more stream of consciousness, but I do have a few points that I do want to make. So if you're here with me, thanks for being here. And like I say in the description, if you would like to be a guest on my show and share a kindred conversation with me that would be shared with others, please get in touch. I have people I'm going to invite, but if you are listening and you're like, I want to be one of those people, don't take for granted that I know that about you. So reach out. I put my email address in the description, thesharingprojectpodcast@gmail.com. So reach out, please let me know that you'd like to chat on an episode. And, you know, if you have a sense of the theme or topic, let me know and we'll work around it. Okay. We'll incorporate it. I want to weave you in to this, beautiful tapestry of voices that I'd like to gather here. So yesterday I posted and I immediately received messages. I received text messages, instant messages, direct messages on Instagram, comments galore. And, you know, I'll just say that the messages I received really affirmed and confirmed what I know, what I have known, and what I finally had the courage to act on knowing. For honestly, it's been over 2 years since I've known that I wanted to be divorced. It's taken a long time to decide to actually do it. Some of the issues were logistical. Some of the issues were spiritual, psychological, emotional. I do have children. I have two boys. They are 5 and 8 years old. So it wasn't as easy as just deciding to break up. It's a family. It's memories. It's history. It's routines and rituals and, you know, holidays and vacations. And, you know, we were strangers and then we were married and then we became a family. And I believe we're still a family. We are co-parenting. We are splitting the custody of the children 50-50, and we are working through divorce mediation. So, which means we don't have individual lawyers, at least not at this time. We'll see what happens. Time will tell. But we're working with the same guy who is on both of our sides, helping us work out what should be collaborative and cooperative agreements about the conditions of our divorce. So I don't really want to get into all that on this episode. I'm sure there will be much more to share as I go through the process. This is October, and I actually filed for divorce in June. I think it was June 11th. And that's at least the date of separation. And that was only a few days after I posted the trailer. So there's something in me that wanted to get the ball rolling on the process, but that, of course, was very scared to pull the trigger. And that is something I look forward to discussing in a future episode, possibly with somebody who was there for me and with me when I did pull the trigger, because there have been a lot of friends who've been in on the nitty gritty. So, but today I want to share some of the responses that I received from people from my network, from my, I'll call it my community, that really touched me and that are really encouraging me. And, you know, I didn't think I needed this from people. I didn't think I needed affirmation and confirmation, but something about putting it out into the world, and obviously it's not public. My Facebook and Instagram profiles are private, but for me, this is my world. These are all the people, practically all the people in my whole life that I know, that I've ever known. That's really what I use social media for, and this is, I mean, every single corner imaginable of my life, you can imagine, every single corner is what I'm connected to. And I just lost my train of thought. I tend to do that. My house is hot. I don't have central AC. You might hear some AC in the background, so hopefully you don't get distracted by that. But sometimes I get distracted by the house being hot and I lose my train of thought. All right, so here we go. Let me just read some of these responses that came through. I'm not going to read names, but I will. Maybe every once in a while I might mention how I know somebody. And let me just say, there are people who have been divorced that commented. There are people who I knew had been divorced. There are people who I didn't know had been divorced. There are people who would never get a divorce because I just know them or know their ethics or their opinions. There are people who are not married. There are people who are young. There are people who are old. I mean, it's really mom friends, church friends. Okay, here we go. Here's one. Ready? Love to you, Kristen. Wait, should I read what I wrote? I think I should. Let me read what I wrote. Okay, this is what I wrote. There's a picture of me sitting at my dining table. It's a selfie. My hand is kind of, my face is kind of leaning on my fist, like my hand is under my chin, and I'm just looking into the camera. Slight smile on my lips, but just looks very kind of intentional and sober. That's how I'll describe it. Okay. This was yesterday, Tuesday, October 4th, 2022 at 10:34 a.m. I don't know why, but today is the day I tell you that I am getting divorced. I'm sitting at my kitchen table, finishing breakfast, feeling sorry for myself and overwhelmingly grateful simultaneously, and I'm bringing you into my new reality. The home I'm in now is new to me. 1 month ago, I moved here, and I'm in love with the space and the gifts it's giving me. It's in the heart of Old Canoga Park, and I'm calling it the Heart Home. Here, I'm learning to reconnect with myself, for better or worse. As I build a home around me, I tend to the home inside of me that I neglected for too long. I'm learning to be uncomfortable and not run away, to be afraid, but to move forward anyway, to live in uncertainty about how things will unfold, but to do the work and laugh the laughs and love the love anyway. Life is too short to stay stuck in what is not for me. I am choosing this hard. It's not easy. It's still hard. But this path has integrity for me, and my self-worth is worth more than anything. The value of my dignity far outweighs that of any illusion of security. I am going scared, uncaged, untamed, broke, happy, wise, open, struggling, and everything in between. I'm on my path. This is me. I took the leap, and this is where I've landed. Grateful, humbled, resting, rebuilding, reframing, learning, growing, changing, returning to myself, evolving, expanding, worrying, wondering, all of it. I welcome prayers, questions, in time. I'm tired now. But I'm here to also help you along your path. Let's walk it together to authenticity and fulfillment and peace. Thank you for being my community. And let me just echo that for you listeners. Thank you for being my community. We are here to walk the path together toward authenticity and ultimately peace. All right. So here are some responses I received. This is a friend of mine I did theater with when I was little, and we've stayed in touch all these years. We met when we were probably 5 and 6 years old. Love to you, Kristen. Proud of you that you are choosing happiness for yourself, even if it's a hard road. So good. Here's a friend from college that I sang with in choir. I love you and admire your strength and your integrity, and I'm here for you and this journey. And there's heart emojis and strong emojis and then praying hands emojis. I got a comment from someone that says, this is an elementary school friend. Elementary school, okay, met in fourth grade. Sending you much love on this journey. May you always return to a place of grace and self-compassion. This is one of my kindred queens. Kindred queen, who I know will be on the show soon, said, I'm so very proud of you, my friend. Beyond words. Cheers to this roller coaster. You know I got your back. And let me just give you a little spoiler, a little teaser. This friend of mine is the one whose boundary and tough love were what finally got me to pull the trigger. And I will I'll share more about that. Sometimes it takes somebody saying, you know what? I can't listen to you do this anymore. I love you and I want what's best for you. And I just cannot ride this ride with you anymore. You know, it took that for me to say, wow, well, dude, neither can I. Hey, by the way, that's the whole episode that I'm going to do with her. So sorry about that. Spoiler. Okay, here's some more. Someone posted a little quote. It said, I had to make you uncomfortable. Otherwise, you never would have moved. And that says God from God. Which is so true, you guys. You know, sometimes we get comfortable. If we're not uncomfortable, we're not going to change, right? It's so easy just to let things continue to be the way they are, even if they're just good enough. And you know what? To get to the end of our life and look back and say, yeah, it was okay. Yeah, it was good, but it could have been better. Okay, here's one. I love this one because she references something that is already part of my soul's journey. So this is a friend of mine, again, from high school. Actually, this is the first high school friend I've mentioned, maybe. Sending you love and strength. You're a resilient, beautiful, smart, kind soul, and you will get through this. You're a fucking cheetah. And she said, read Glennon Doyle if you haven't yet. And I commented, this whole thing is to blame on Glennon and her damn book. So the book we're referring to is called Untamed, and it is by a goddess named Glennon Doyle, who was a Christian mommy blogger turned author turned lesbian author. Anyway, she has my favorite podcast in the world. It's called We Can Do Hard Things. I will talk about it a lot. I might also often refer to it as the podcast with my kindred queens, because it's the only thing that it's the only podcast we need to listen to, obviously, besides my own. Anyway, so that book Untamed was hugely life-changing, and I do want to talk more about that. At some point, I'll bring in a friend, actually probably my friend Emily. She's the one who recommended I read that book. So maybe we'll get together and talk about being effing cheetahs. Okay, so otherwise people are saying, let's do a girls' night. My thoughts are with you. My prayers are with you. I've done this. I know it. Reach out. Grace and peace. This one I love. There are things that are worse than divorce. I'm glad you're taking care of yourself and living in a house with heart. I'm praying for you, your boys, and this big transition time. May love help you all through it. A freaking man. That is a former coworker of mine. Okay, let me read one from one of my college professors that really, really touched me, because she pointed something out that was, I thought was really insightful, and that was super true. I'm literally scrolling. Let me read one before that because I just saw it. This is one of my former students, you guys. I used to teach high school, and he was one of my students in high school. We did music together. He says, we need to break away from fears and embrace peace. Stay strong. We are here for you. We need to break away from fears and embrace peace. And I just absolutely love and believe in that. Okay, where's the one from Dr. Braden? I will call her out by name. Okay, Dr. Braden, you guys, was my choir director in college. Okay, that was a long time ago. And she had a little bit of insight into some of my personal struggles. The short of it, I was a sociology major with a theology minor. This is undergrad. And honestly, in retrospect, I probably should have been a music major. I really struggled with wanting to make a difference in the world and thinking that being a musician was not the best way to do it. More on that another episode. That's very loaded. I realize it's very loaded. But I really struggled with like my singing and my singing voice and my confidence and my sense of purpose and so much more that I want to share about that. But I love what she said. This is what Dr. Braden said. She said, so beautifully and honestly stated, as I recall knowing you as a student, So just a reminder, that was 20, over 20 years ago, 25 years ago. As I recall knowing you as a student, you were always searching. And now years later, you are on a new search. And then she puts in parentheses, a research. Proud of you as you find your truth, lovely one. Sending good thoughts always. And you know, honestly, she's absolutely right. I was always searching. And Dr. Braden never stopped. I am still searching. I'm looking for something true all my life. Oh, by the way, there will be singing on this podcast because I am a singer. So there's no escape. I probably sing at the end of this episode. I'm on a new search. I am on a research. Yes, I am rediscovering. I am reclaiming. I am remembering who I am and taking her off the shelf, dusting her off, winding her up, recharging the batteries, and taking her out for a spin. It feels really good. That is also an understatement. Okay. Some people praised and thanked me for my vulnerability and my authenticity. Gosh, there's a lot. There's a lot more, you guys. I also got lots of private messages from people that just said, if you ever want to talk, I'm here. I've been through this. I'm here. And you know, there's more people than I even realized that have been divorced, you guys. It's a lot. Because, you know, things change. I used to see and think of divorce as just such a devastating reality that I would do everything in my power to absolutely avoid. I remember I used to sing for weddings. I still sing for weddings. I started singing for weddings when I was 16 because I used to sing for church. I started singing for church when I was 14. And at about 16, I started being asked to sing for weddings. And I've sung for countless weddings. And I watched all of these couples come to the altar. Watched all of these people exchange vows. I met with couples to pick music and stood up there and sang for them on their wedding day. And I just remember being adamant, absolutely adamant with myself that I would never get married unless I was absolutely sure that it was going to last forever. That was my hope, my intention, my expectation, my desire, my promise to myself that I would not get married unless I was absolutely sure this was the love of my life. This was it. I was all in till death do us part. And, you know, some of those couples that I helped to marry didn't last forever. And, you know, me with all of my intentions of it lasting forever, I'm not going to make it. We made it just over 9 years. And I will have a lot to say about that. I have a lot to say about my views of marriage, my early dreams of marriage, my understanding of relationships, how that was formed by my upbringing, my own parents' relationship, my religious notions, my romantic notions, the cultural things that I absorbed. You know, I don't know if I believe in the love of one's life. I actually kind of do, you guys. I'm a Taurus. I'm a romantic. I can't help it. There still is this beautiful longing in me. It's not a sad thing. It's like a very happy, hope-giving thing that there is a person that could be my, you know, my partner and my mate for life. My husband was not it. And I will not lie and say I thought he was, because I had misgivings and I had doubts and I had questions and I had insecurities that day on my wedding day. So I broke my own promise to myself. And I think that's where it all, I mean, I know that's where it all started to go downhill before day one. And I want to explore with you and with my friends and with myself, why that happened. Why does that happen where we have these ideals of how we want things to be. When we're young, we look up to the adults and we look around and we say, that's not going to be me, or that's going to be me. And I think a lot of those ideals are beautiful and sacred. But why do we break those promises to ourselves? What happens to us? I know what happened to me. There were a lot of compromises that I made in order to be able to get married, and things that I ignored, or things that I said, well, that won't be important down the road. And obviously I'm not proud of having done any of that. I'm not ashamed, because I feel that I'm taking steps to be accountable for my choices, right? But I recognize looking back, you know, that there were ways that I let myself down, and as a result, obviously let him down, and ways that I represented myself that were not true, that were not the truest of the true. But I do believe that we always have a chance to fix and change. As long as we're alive, we have a chance to change and grow. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we have to break a heart to save a heart, but it's better than living a lie until your dying day. I got a lot of life left to live. Okay, I'm going to close today's episode. First, I just want to say thanks for listening. And if you were one of the people that reached out to me and commented or called me or texted me, or you just thought nice things about me, thank you so much for your love and your encouragement. I want to play for you a message that I received. It's going to take me out these last 3 minutes. And this message is from my high school band director. And he left me this voicemail, and then I'm going to sign off.
I wanted you to hear my voice. I'm just pulling up at a place, but I saw your Facebook post just now. And I just want you to know that, you know, you're surrounded by so much love and so much light, because there's so much love and light inside of you, and that's been evident from the first moment I ever stood on a room with you. And beyond that, you know, there's a lot of wisdom inside of you. You know, you know, whatever no means, you know, right? And you know, I have concern for you. I have worry for you, because, you know, I still see you in many ways as being my freshman, as being my ninth grade kid that needs me. You know, I see that, but I know you're a grown woman. You know, you've got children and mortgages and things, and, you know, you've seen the world, and the world has seen you. But you know yourself, and you know very much this world that you're part of, and you know what decisions are about, and you know what accountability is about, and, you know, and divorce, you know, is got to be something that can be devastating, but divorce can also be liberating. And from having read your post, you're liberated in many ways, and you're delivered from places that you feel that you deserve better. And so with all that in mind, you know, you have my support. I don't care. You know, you always have my support. And I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you. And I just want you to know that I love you. And even though I don't see you very often, you're always on my mind. You're always on my mind, Kristen Foster. You are. So I think probably this message is probably run out on me. Good chance I'm talking to only myself.
Nope. I heard it all. At least everything I had to. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for the love and for listening. And I'll see you back here next time. Bye for now.